Welcome back to the continuation of preview on the IPL auctions. So we're going to start off with RCB.
Thank you, Raja. RCB, they have finished fourth place last time. Last four previous years were very bad years, if you can say. They were not even qualified. I think last time, probably in 2016, they ended up as runners. And then 2020 was a season again where they have qualified at least. It's quite a bit of disappointing for RCB fans for 3 years. And last time also they started off well, and the performance got tapered off going forward into the season. And then with a lot of difficulty they got qualified, and I think they lost in qualifiers again. Yeah, speaking of team's performance last season, I think Kohli had very pretty ordinary season to his standards, if you can say so. He scored 466 runs with a strike rate of 120, which was his lowest incidentally starting from 2012. So yeah, he had a pretty ordinary IPL to his standards. And the main problem with Royal Challengers Bangalore here is over dependency on Virat and AB de Villiers. What do you think of
it? I think that has been the story for many, many, many years. And when Gale was there, it was a dependency on Kohli, AB and Gale. So I think there is a fundamental problem here. And they tried to address it, I think, last year with Aaron Finch. But it didn't really do much.
And I think one positive for them in the last season was Devdutt Padikkal, right? He was amazing.
Amazing. Best youngster of the tournament, I felt. I think he was on the money from the first match. I remember it was, I think, SRH was playing RCB, and he scored a very fluent 50. Good for him. I think he continued. And a good point is that he continued that form till the very end of the tournament.
I think coming to their effort for the last season to revive the team, they've spent quite a bit of money on Chris Morris also. They've spent 10 crores on Chris Morris and 5 crores on Finch. Like, it was a huge chunk of money they spent on two foreign players to make the team, if you can say so, like, not dependent on two players. But I think it backfired them, and they've released both of them this year. Chris Morris' release was quite a bit of surprise to me.
It was me too. Yeah.
I think they've spent 10 crores. If I'm not wrong, they may go for him again if he's coming for a lower money.
I didn't think that he bowled badly. I think maybe it's because of the batting abilities that, the lower order batting that he was put on the auction table again. But yeah. There is one point that I wanted to ask you. They've released five foreign players. A couple of them I can understand. Maybe Finch wasn't working out, and maybe Dale Steyn.
I don't know why they have left Udana, man. Suru Udana.
Udana was okay, but I was more surprised with Moeen Ali also. They didn't play him that much, and maybe this year could have given them an opportunity to give him a longer run.
I only have one answer with me for this. I can only say Virat Kohli and changes go hand in hand.
Just the number of people that they've let go.
I think they have left 10 players. They have 10 players, and they have to fill people in every department now. They have 13 domestic slots and 4 overseas slots to fill with close to 36 crores left with them. I don't know. It's like a full restructuring of team kind of thing. And they have young Shivam Dubey. I don't know why they have left Shivam Dubey.
That was a shocker for me. Virat was the first guy to identify that there needed to be a lot of fast bowling all-rounders, because he has given opportunities to Pandya. He has given opportunities to...
Right, that must be the very reason for picking him. And
Even Shivam Dubey, it was such a... having that kind of a caliber in Indian cricket is very limited, like a fast bowling all-rounder. Now, Australia has a factory of fast bowling all-rounders. Batting all-rounders, bowling all-rounders, all kinds of people who can bat and bowl. But India doesn't have that kind of depth. And this guy is a maybe this thing, but he'll sure shot be a good addition to any IPL team, I feel.
Sure. Yeah.
And also, coming to Umesh Yadav also, you know, right. Why would you leave someone of Umesh Yadav's caliber on the auction table again? You're just giving an opportunity for, some other team to pick him up. If you don't want to play him, I don't understand why you have to let go of someone like an Umesh Yadav. Especially when, firstly, you don't have that kind of Indian seamers in the auction.
Replacement,
option.
Right.
Yeah, and also...
I have a good pick for replacement of Umesh Yadav, a domestic fast bowler, which I'm going to talk
about. Yeah, but I understand. I understand there could be like...
They should not have left Umesh Yadav, definitely.
Considering that Saini and Siraj, for all their test exploits, were not that good... T20 bowlers especially in the death.
They have good spinners but not good bowlers. Definitely they don't have enough bowlers to defend, because the primary disadvantage for RCB is their ground is small, right? Chinnaswamy
Stadium, and they're coming back. I know. I agree. And also because last year they had the advantage of playing in larger grounds, but now this year they're coming back to Chinnaswamy.
Right.
And having Umesh Yadav and especially Virat used Umesh brilliantly, I felt. A couple of years back, he gave him the new ball. Umesh was on swinging the ball left and right. He was getting that movement up front, taking wickets in the power play. And that is what you expect from a premier bowler.
I think that was on 2018 IPL, I guess.
Yeah. Also,
so they need.
I don't understand. Even Pawan Negi also, again, spin bowling all rounder. With an Indian cap.
Yeah, and only these changes are for one season, right? Due to the big auction next year, the team that they have to fill in is for
and
only one
there
year.
Will be addition of teams also. That's what
two teams will be
additional
there.
Additional teams, correct.
They have now places in all departments to fill in. I think they need a very good opening player. Again, my pick here is David Malan. I think they'll go for him. They have enough money to go for him. They have close to 36 crores. He was number one all-rounder. I think he'll be a good addition to opening slot, seeing what Devdutt Padikkal can do.
I have another alternate option also. Alex Carey. Alex Carey can also be a good fit at the top, and he can also keep wickets. That can relieve a little bit of load on AB de Villiers also.
Yeah, I think coming to the small ground requirement, they can even go for Maxwell, right? If Maxwell gets going on Bangalore ground.
Maxwell is like, I feel Maxwell is like a mirage in desert. You know, everyone can see it, but you can't find him. It's like everyone is thirsty for Maxwell to come and put on the big show. But I hope he gets a. I don't think it's. Do you think it's got to do with the amount that Maxwell is paid, or is it just that he doesn't?
I think it's a mind thing. Whatever is coming out in news doesn't come without anything. Like Sehwag has openly blasted. Maxwell for his careless attitude.
So why do you really want I want to ask you, like, would you want a Maxwell, or would you also look at Shakib
is going to be a very good option, but I think they have their standard Chahal and Sundar, right, for spin bowling. They may not playing 11.
Shakib could fill that top. He could be the number 5 that they so desperately require. Maybe that could be be the bridge between your Kohli and AB, and also the lower middle order.
I think they have quite a bit of few openers also. If they want domestic players, I think they can go for Vishnu Solanki also, right? He can open, and Kedar Devdar, they can go, and Avi Bharat also, they can go. All these guys have done very well in Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy. So let's see what their strategy is going to be. With Virat Kohli, you never know what is going to happen. And I think coming to the fast bowler that I was mentioning few minutes back, there is this left-arm fast bowler called Lukman Meriwala. Have you heard of him?
Yeah. I think he did Baroda or Saurashtra, I think. He did well in the Mushtaq Ali tournament.
Yeah, he's from Baroda. He's left-arm fast bowler. He picked up 15 wickets in SMAT. And his domestic T20 record was unmatchable. He's having an average of 14. 14.5 is his average and 6.7 was his economy. He seems to be a really good
prospect.
And he's left-arm fast bowler also. I think he'll be a right replacement for Umesh Yadav.
I also have an option, Chetan Sakaria also. Chetan Sakaria from Baroda. I'm sorry if I'm getting the team wrong, but left-arm fast and again among the top three wicket takers. So, and maybe having a left-arm fast bowler will give a different angle, you know, to the players facing in Chinnaswamy, because all the bowlers right now that they have in their squad are all right-arm fast, if I'm not wrong.
Right, and coming to the left-arm fast bowlers, Mitchell Starc has not been registered for this IPL auction. You guys are aware?
Yeah.
I think he went for a very good price. Last time he was with IPL, he went for, I think in 2018, Kolkata has purchased him for close to 10 crores.
I don't think he turned up, right?
Yeah, he had some injury, and that injury had a good story, you are aware? A good story in the sense, he basically Mitchell Starc had an insurance for IPL. So basically the insurance was like, if he sustained an injury before IPL, and because of that, if he is not able to play IPL, he'll get paid. Basically,
what, really?
Yeah, he's in terms of money at that point of time, he was selected for IPL for $1.8 million. He had an insurance for $1.5 million. Basically, the criteria for the insurance was like, it has to be a sudden injury. It should not be like from long time. He had some issue and he picked, and that got worsened just before the IPL. It has to be single, sudden, unexpected event. So yeah, that was the criteria, and he went to court for it, for claiming it, and recently he has settled that, basically. Because his lawyers were unable to establish that it was a sudden injury, and insurance company was fighting, saying, he had picked up it quite some time back and that got worse before IPL. So case was not given ruling in the court, and recently, I think 6 months back or so, he has settled with the insurance.
It's quite a story.
Yeah, so that's all for RCB, guys. Let's move on to next franchise.
So just before we move on, we forgot to mention that they traded in Daniel Sams and Harshal Patel from...
Yeah, sorry, I've missed mentioning it. I think one good thing that they have done before releasing these 10 players, I think, is trading Daniel Sams and Harshal Patel. Those two were really, really good trades. And coming to the trades this season, I am quite surprised that no trading has happened before auction. Last year, there was like around more than 10 trades, and this year hardly 3 trades have happened. That's all for RCB, guys. Let's move on to Kings XI Punjab preview by Raja.
So, talking about Kings XI, the last season was a story of so close yet so far. We all remember the short run incident. We all remember close finishes they had. It was there was a lot of quality in that team, and for all intents and purposes, I thought KL Rahul did a pretty decent job leading the team for the first time and having basically no captaincy experience previous to that. He's also
I think he did a pretty good job in captaining the team. And
correct.
He and Mayank batted was remarkable last season.
Oh yeah, Mayank Agarwal blew open. I think this is what we were expecting from Mayank, and he blew open doors for him everywhere, especially in white ball cricket. He's already made a mark in test ball, red ball cricket, but this was the kind of performances throughout the tournament that we were expecting from Mayank, and he delivered this time. Going on one again, why they ended where they did was I would say that huge issues with their bowling, and also the terrible, I think we're not being too harsh, but it was absolutely terrible form of Glenn Maxwell. They had put in a lot of faith on him, but again he didn't deliver.
Faith and money.
Faith, money. Oh yeah, money. Money reflects faith in IPL. I feel.
Sure.
Yeah. So and again he didn't deliver.
I think they persisted him for quite few years as well, right?
Yeah, they did. And this particular season, they played him for 11 or 12 games. They were hoping that.
I guess Do you think they will regret, releasing Glenn Maxwell this time? Because he played really well in the T20 series. And the
I think
series
he has been picked up on account of India. Performances like this.
That's always story with Maxwell, right? He failed. He fails in IPL and he goes to Australia and plays well and he gets retained, assuming that he'll play well this season. And that's been story for quite few years now. And if talking of Kings XI Punjab, I think they qualified only two times so far and reached finals once. That qualifying two times is the least by any team.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of it, Raj?
I think, there are some things that build a culture in an IPL team or an IPL franchise. There is something, lacking in terms of the ethos in Kings XI franchise, what the think tank is going through. So what they do is they keep, firstly, I think they lack a bit of consistency, which is required to build a franchise and build a legacy. So they keep changing their head coaches left and right. They keep changing their support staff. They keep changing their captains. And even for that matter, this particular franchise, I think it's the first time that in a lot of years that their director of cricket, who's Anil, has been allowed to continue for another year. So, which is Anil Kumble's second time this time. And even this time, what they've done is they've essentially revamped the... They've let go of a lot of key play, big purchases. And they're going in with the highest purse, like 53 crores into a mini auction. So, I don't know. I think what they would like is a bit of consistency in their... at the backroom staff as well. Which will also add to, I think, players feeling confident. I think building your franchise around a core group of players, because that is what delivers results. Most recently with Delhi Capitals, what they've done with such a young bunch of players and building. Right now, they're going to be the team to watch out for going forward, because they have that core group. And
definitely.
Right now, if you look at Punjab through the years, you can't remember when was the last time that they had a core group of players like playing together for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years together. You have your occasional Sean Marshes fitting in and out. You have Glenn Maxwell's going in and out. You have so many different players just like, being bought and just discarded the next year. And it just adds to the whole uncertainty as a franchise. But still, having said that is in the past. But having said that, this particular team squad going into IPL 21 has amazing potential. Just look at the kind of players that they have, going from top to bottom. They've got Mayank and KL opening. They've got Chris Gayle coming right after. They've got the devastating Nicholas Puran right after that. And they've got Mandeep Singh. Mandeep Singh did a very good job in leading. He was the captain of Punjab in SMAT and he led them to the semi-finals. Extremely level-headed, good, mature leadership. And added to that, there's also the likes of Mohammad Shami. And one person I need to speak about is Prabhsimran Singh. Prabhsimran Singh, again, played for Punjab, was in devastating form this particular time around in SMAT. And he has grown by leaps and bounds. So this bunch of players, I think you need to put a lot of you need to make sure that you have to identify these are your players and these will give you results, and you build your franchise around them. And I think they have the opportunity to do that this time.
I don't know why they have left Krishnappa Gautam. He's a handy batsman and a good bowling option. And they have left Karun Nair also, which is another surprise for me actually.
I think Karun Nair didn't play a single game, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so on a different note, I think there are around 4 to 5 players from Karnataka in this team. I had colleagues who started owning this team as, you know, a Karnataka and not a Punjab team.
That's just
as a side note.
That's true. And Hyderabad has a lot of Punjabi players. You have so I think that's a very fun thing about franchise cricket. Yeah. Hyderabad has likes of Siddharth Kaul. You have your Sandeep Sharma. You have Abhishek Sharma. All of them playing for Punjab and slotting into the playing 11 in SRH.
I don't think any Tamil player will be playing for CSK this season if Jagadishan is not playing or Sai Kiran is not coming and bowling.
Sai Kishore, sorry. Yeah. In the playing 11, you mean?
Yeah, in the playing 11. Because they have left Murali Vijay, right? He was the last one.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know which major player from India is playing. I think only Rohit Sharma is doing that, right?
Yeah,
from Mumbai, playing for Mumbai and playing for Mumbai for a long time. And going on to who they've let go, they've also let go of Sheldon Cottrell, for whom they paid a huge amount of money. And also, surprisingly, Mujibur Rahman or Mujib Zadran as well, the mystery spinner, again, who couldn't get too many games last time.
Yeah, that was surprise left from him. Yeah. He is too good a talent to let go, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So, coming to what they need, right? What they need going forward. They need a replacement. They need someone to fill that Maxwell's role. And we have talked about Shakib, and also Shakib be a great fit here. He'll be a like-for-like replacement to a large extent. He can bowl 4 overs consistently, and he can also be that bridge between the top order and bottom, and also play the roles that this thing. And one person that they can blow the bank open. I felt that Steve Smith, right? You know, KL Rahul, for all his good captaincy last time, could use a bit of experience. If you look through that playing 11, there aren't many players with international experience or international captains of that stature. Maybe adding someone like a Steve Smith, who will be consistent, who will be a bit of a floater. He can play anywhere bit from opening to number 5, and having that kind of a person to exchange thoughts with or read match game situations with will help KL Rahul immensely, and will also give the leadership team in Punjab in Kings 11 to someone to exchange their ideas with, and adds a lot of quality into the thinking group also.
I completely agree with you on Steve Smith. I think he'll be a great asset for Kings 11 Punjab. On that note, there is a rumor going around which says that Kings 11 Punjab is going to change their name and logo. Just a rumor. I am not sure how true it is going. Let's hope it's a good sign for change of fortunes for them.
I hope it does. Maybe, but because it did a lot for Delhi Capitals, Delhi Devils. Maybe they're looking at that as a new beginning. So, who they can target in the bowling department? You think, because they would need a strong overseas fast bowler.
Coming to fast bowlers, I think they can go to Mark Wood or Liam Plunkett or Jai Richardson. What do you think of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of them would be good options. I also think that maybe there is one person that I wanted to talk about. That is Kyle Jamieson. I think he's the tallest fast bowler at present, maybe around 6'7" or 6'8". And he recently had a brilliant, test series against Pakistan. He took more wickets than Bolt, than Southey, than Wagner, and he essentially blew apart the likes of Pakistan in 2 tests, like 15-16 wickets, and that would be a good would also be a good addition, I think. And the advantage with Punjab this time around is that they have a lot of money. So they can even go for, they can essentially go for anybody that they want to target. Maybe fast bowling all rounder, if they want a replacement for James Neesham or Jimmy Neesham, you can get, you can look at Moises Henriques also. Moises Henriques had a brilliant BBL, and he led the Sydney Sixers to their second consecutive BBL tournament. So he could be a like-for-like replacement for someone for the likes of Jimmy Neesham. So they have that the opportunity to get some really decent players this time. So that is our those were our thoughts on Kings 11 Punjab, and moving on to Mumbai Indians now.
Thanks, Raja. So talking about Mumbai Indians, the mother of franchises, if I can call it, the Mumbai Indians has been the most successful team in this tournament. Winning the title 5 times. I think they're going into this auction with a mere 15 crore, right? They've had an amazing season last year. Some of these stars were Suryakumar Yadav, right? And also the Pandya brothers doing well with the old warhorse Kiran Pollard. You know, I think we will look at some of the released players. They've released Lasith Malinga, Mitch Glenigan, Pattinson, all quicks, right? I mean, I think they're looking for some young pacer, in place of these guys, or maybe an overseas player too. What do you think?
So you're right. They've let go of their entire pace battery, overseas pace battery. But one point I wanted to mention here was that after the release of Lasith Malinga, there essentially are no more Sri Lankan players in any of the lineups, seeing that even Isuru Udwana has been left out. This is something that, if I can just take a small detour, it is something that has bothered me for some time, because you have these franchises shelling big amounts of money on your Australian players, your English players, and even the South African players. But there isn't a lot of interest in, players who are, essentially used to the conditions of playing in subcontinent, or who have done good performances, say, for teams like Bangladesh and even Sri Lanka. In fact, at this point, there are more players from Afghanistan and Nepal put together than Sri Lanka and Bangladesh put together. What do you guys think about that?
That's quite a bit of surprising. I haven't noticed it until you brought it up. I think Sri Lanka over the years has been a very dominant cricketing team, along with Sena countries, and seeing them going like an underdog is quite a bit of pain for any cricket fan, and I think it will be revived in 2-3 years, if not more. I think recently they have started their own Premier League also, right?
Yeah. But there are the likes of Kusal Parera, who doesn't get a contract in IPL. A devastating opener, keeper, he can do a lot of things but doesn't get a chance. There are players like, Mustafizur Rahman, who essentially won, who was the backbone of SRH's victory in 2016. He doesn't have a contract today. Also, guys like Mohammadullah Riyad, who's like a brilliant middle order finisher and a very good off spinner, doesn't get a contract, while millions upon millions are shelled upon players like Maxwell. You don't understand this kind of bias, where people are clamoring, where the franchises clamor towards the new big things rather than sticking to, identifying good players around your neighborhood. Surprising.
True. Guys, what do you think about the existing, about the current squad? Let's say somebody like Saurabh Tiwari or Aditya Tare, they hardly get a game. Do you think they should let go of these players too?
I think that's a good point. I think that's a difference between what Mumbai is doing and what maybe say some franchise like an RCB has done this going into this auction. So you have good players like Saurabh Tiwari, proven players like Saurabh Tiwari with Indian cap, Jayanth Yadav with an Indian cap. You may not use them, or you may use them just as a backup. But you don't want these kind of players to be out on the block, right? Maybe that is something that is also maybe a strategic point as well, because Saurabh Tiwari, when Ishan Kishan, who didn't get too many who was out of form in the 2019 IPL, got an opportunity because Saurabh Tiwari started the MI block one.
But talking about Ishan Kishan, I was very impressed with the way he, you know, approached and, you know, made the most of opportunity that was given last season, right? I mean, every opportunity he took it and could be a bright prospect for India, right?
Yeah, I think he was a very good player, and in fact, he was captain of the Indian under-19 team, right, when he was playing under-19.
So guys, what do you think will be their target areas this time? So definitely their pace bowling, overseas pace bowling stock has to be replenished.
Yeah, I think that's the main lookout area for Mumbai this time. They definitely need some pace bowling to back up Trent, Bolt and Bumrah.
I also have a feeling that this could be an opportunity for them to look at having an overseas, overseas leg spinner. Maybe someone like an Adil Rashid, because right now in their lineup, Rahul Chahar is the only spinner, if I'm not wrong.
Right.
Maybe addition of say someone like an Adil Rashid with international experience could be that backup if needed.
I think they might go for
a good point.
Sandeep
Raj, I think
also mm-hmm. coming to leg spinners, they might go for Sandeep Lamishan also.
Sandeep could be a good option. Even Mujib Zadran.
How about picking an off-spinner, because they already have a leg spinner? That could also
be
an option.
Do you think they'll make a homecoming for Harbhajan?
Yeah, good point. No idea.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, they had a pretty much core team available with them. They have very few areas and nothing much to talk about Mumbai Indians, right? They have a beautiful team.
I think bringing in a veteran, I think, is not a good idea.
Do you guys want to take a small small bet? I bet whatever it is that I'm sure Arjun Tendulkar will find a place in Mumbai Indians.
Oh, I bet for
it. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to get picked.
definitely.
Yeah, for them, yeah. 20 lakhs is his base price, right? If he's coming at base price, they are going to close their eyes and pick him up.
Yeah,
I think in a way that will be great for his future also, getting in touch with likes of Bumrah. He's a left-arm fast bowler and left-arm batsman, right? So left-hand batsman, that will be good for him also, I think.
Absolutely. So I think in summary, Mumbai already they didn't even have to use their squad of 20 last time, because they only played with, I think, 13 players throughout the whole tournament. So this would just be additional backups, and I think they'll go for overseas fast bowlers and essentially maybe, you know, a few domestic players just to fill that particular backup roles. So I think we should move on to the next franchise now.
Yeah, coming to Delhi Capitals, they had a pretty good season last time. They finished second place on points table and they went to finals as well. Of course, finals has turned out to be a one-side game more of. But I think overall they had a pretty good season. And Shreyas Iyer has been a great captain for them starting 2019 season. Probably, like we mentioned earlier, change of name had brought really good fortunes to them. And they had a brilliant, pretty young, subtle team, right? Which is quite opposite to CSK, of course. They had a pretty young team. And their core was mostly settled. They are going to do drastic changes to the playing 11 mostly this time. And I feel they had quite a good left and right hand combinations. I don't think any other team has that kind of combination, right? For opening slot, they have left and right hand, which is Shikhar Dhawan and Prithvi Shaw. One down, two down, you can say like Shreyas Iyer and Rishabh Pant. And then they have likes of Shimron Hetmyer and Marcus Stoinis. That was amazing, like having left and right hand combination right from top order to like end of the batting. That was a great option to have in a T20, right?
absolutely. Credit to Delhi, I think they are the only team who to have used the trading window throughout the years very, very smartly. Wherein they added likes of Shikhar Dhawan, Ajinkya Rahane, even Ashwin. Huge players and just like smart dissing and made sure that they weren't on the auction table. So I think they are smart people working in the Delhi Capitals backroom who are adept at building. They've done a fantastic job in building a squad here.
Yeah, I think what they need this season, if you ask me, they may need one more finisher for them, probably who can back up Stoinis and Hetmeyer. They may go for Morris, they can look for Hendricks also, and if they need a domestic player, they can look for Shivam Dubey also, if they have faith in them like they had in other youngsters. What do you think of it, Raja?
Yeah, good point. That's a good point. Their top lineup is pretty filled, I think. They only need a few
holes. Top lineup is pretty filled, and all of them are youngsters who are hungry for the runs and achievements.
What do you think about Prithvi Shaw's form? Last year he wasn't that effective, and even I think his confidence must be pretty low, having been dropped.
I think he was dropped towards the fag end of the season, right? At that time Stoinis was opening for DC. I think they'll start taking him again and look for a few matches, definitely. Otherwise they always have the last year used option
think,
of
sorry,
last year used the
that,
option of using Stoinis as.
Do you think that they need a backup for Prithvi Shaw? Because there are a lot of domestic players, domestic openers, as you mentioned.
There are a lot of domestic openers. I think, that's also a good point that you have made. They might look for addition of few domestic openers also.
And even I think, who are there? Four foreign bats who are playing most of their games.
There is no replacement for Nokia and Rabada, right? They are like...
And Stoinis fits himself in.
Yeah, Stoinis also selects himself. And if there is no one else, they may go for Hetmeyer, right? Hetmeyer is like hit or miss, but still they have Akshar Patel to back up as finisher.
They can look at an overseas opener also.
Yeah,
maybe,
that's also
opener
a good idea. But they have limited purse actually. They have two overseas players and six local slots available with only 12 crores in hand.
Oh, okay.
So their buying options may be limited to a certain extent with the amount of money they have. Let's hope at least they win this time and prove that an young team can achieve. Let's move on to the next franchise.
Yes, KKR, the two-time champion, had a decent, decent run in the last season. They ended up in the fifth place. I think they are going in with this auction with around 10 crore in the kitty. So, I think if you look at the existing, current squad, most of the players really did well with the likes of Andre Russell, DK also was in, fair form. Some of these stars were Shubman Gill, played a really good, had a good season. If you look at the release players, they've released, Tom Banton, Chris Green, Nikhil Naik, Siddharth Hem, and Siddesh Ladd. I think some of these players are really, young players and not really unheard of, right? So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I feel that KKR also, they have a good idea of who their core is. And they didn't really tweak too much this time. I think they only... Tom Banton came with a huge reputation. And we always have these players coming in every other season. Every season, in fact. With a huge reputation from other leagues, and they don't do that get a job. So they had to let go Tom Banton, and Chris Green also didn't get any games, I feel. So I think the releases were pretty straightforward. Do you guys think that in the experiment, we can't call it an experiment anymore, but teams have figured out Sunil Narayan and he's not as effective anymore?
I don't think he'll be effective anymore as opening batsman. Trying him for one or two non-significant matches is fine, but I don't think that is that will be a helpful strategy for them going forward anymore. I think they'll definitely look for a full-time opener. Like, they may look for Alex Carey also, or even David Malan. They can look.
I
think playing the number of matches as Sunil Narain, I think the batsmen have started reading him a lot better than they were, when he started
plays,
off. So I think, he may have that odd surprise ball, but mostly they are reading him. And that's the reason why he's not very successful.
I think they may need a good finisher also to support Andrew Russell, right? Their dependency on Andrew Russell has also been increasing year on year.
So I feel that interesting bowling on two young fast bowlers, Shivam Mavi and Kamlesh Nagarkoti, somehow it fell apart a little bit last season, I felt. Because it's not any slight against their abilities, but I think they could use some experience. Maybe buying back Umesh Yadav could also be a good prospect for them. Add that experience in the Indian bowling contingent, because they have Lockie Ferguson did really well for them, and the legend that Pat Cummins is becoming, he was pretty solid throughout. Maybe adding that a bit of experience there might help them.
Very true. I think adding Umesh to their bowling squad will make a lot of good for them, and that will be a moral support for Shivam Mavi and Nagarkoti, right? If not in the playing 11, they are going to learn a lot from Umesh.
And I remember Dinesh captaining for the first half, and I'm not sure whether it was a conscious decision to give up captaincy, or was he made to, and handing over it to Morgan. I think Morgan did also a pretty decent job.
I think that was a very brave choice to do that, because it wasn't as if Dinesh Karthik was picked randomly and made a captain, because they when Dinesh Karthik was picked itself, they made him the captain. So in the sense that the team was Dinesh Karthik's, and he had a huge say at the table, or he was a part of the discussions. And I think it's a brave call to make, because having an international level experience of Owen Morgan, a World Cup winning captain at that, also gave a bit of freedom to Dinesh Karthik in the latter half of the tournament also, because I felt he was a little more freer in his mind, and he played a few more impactful innings. And Morgan was what captaincy did to Morgan was also good.
And guys, do you think this team needs an all-rounder? I see a dearth of, except for Andre Russell, I don't see a big all-rounder in this team.
Yeah, I think they definitely need an backup support for Andrew Russell.
Maybe, again, we're going back to our usual suspects of Moises Henriques and even guys like... the problem with KKR as a squad, it's a good problem to have, is that there aren't replacements. Like, you can't replace anyone. There is no replacement in the world for someone like an Andre Russell. There is no replacement for Sunil Narain. And so even the prospect of looking at backups also becomes a little complicated sometimes. Pat Cummins, you can't have a replacement for Pat Cummins. I think that's all. That's a problem that they may face going into the future.
True. Yeah, I think that's all for KKR, and I think we are done discussing all the franchise. So guys, whom do you think will grab more money this auctions?
Oh, that's a great question. Definitely, I think Steve Smith will be right up there for me. Also, David Malan is coming with a good reputation, and the reputation does a lot of things at auction tables. They just discuss. So I think these are two people who might go for a huge amount of money, yes, according to me. Manoj?
Yeah, agree. Raj, I think along with Steve Smith, I thought some of the players, for example, Chris Morris is also a good player who can bat and ball as well. I think he can go for some good money, I feel.
I think my pick is David Malan, definitely. Like you mentioned, reputation is everything on auction table. At least even before they played any IPL. So a lot of players got that, and we have likes of earlier also Chris Morris got that, and Pat Cummins got that, and many other players got that coming into IPL. And I think David Malan is definitely going to get a very good.
So who do you think could be a surprise pick? Maybe someone that we haven't discussed specifically, but could at least get an offer and might do well this time around.
I had few expectations on Shah Rukh Khan.
Oh, that's a good choice.
And we haven't spoke regarding Mohammad Azharuddin also in the episode much. We have mentioned him once, but I think he might also get good money from a franchise.
Fabian Allen could be an unknown. He's not played a single game in the IPL, but again has destructive finishing abilities, and he's a decent bowler as well as a great, terrific fielder. So he may go under the radar, but teams who may have the eyes on him will snap him up, and I think he will be a great addition to any team who's looking to fill that kind of a role.
True up.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Glenn Maxwell this time to do well. So let's see how it turns out this time.
Hey, what do you guys think about Aaron Finch?
Yeah, I think Finch is going to get picked by a good franchise, and I think I'm sure he's going to get a good money. I think what he had with RCB, frankly, I would say as an off-season, but he's going to get a good franchise in my guess.
Guys, do you know that RCB was his 8th franchise, I think, 7th or 8th franchise for Aaron Finch? He's played everywhere. He's played for Punjab.
Just like Robin Uthappa, right? He's also, I think, going.
Yeah, I think it is his seventh franchise.
I believe. Wow. Oh God.
I only think that Aaron Finch has not played for CSK.
No, he hasn't. He never played. I don't remember him playing
CSK. Yeah.
So maybe that he could be a state fit for someone like a Watson.
Right, but I mentioned on CSK's preview, their top order was pretty much settled. They still might go with him, but I feel they need a middle order and a finishing batsman. They might even go for Smith also. But let us see. Going into auction, guys, do you have any other standout players or any other mentions to be done?
See, you gotta feel for players like Steve Smith and, for example, who's this player? Robin Uthappa, just what would be going on in their minds? Try to get under the skin. They have a decent run in the season, and then you move to another franchise, another role. It's so difficult to fit into that new franchise, right? What do you think?
I think players also are a product of confidence, and because if they feel there is some kind of a long-standing attachment or something like that, they will be in a better frame of mind to do better. Being the captain of a franchise to being back at the auction table and playing under someone, it will be difficult for Steve Smith. And also, guys, maybe that's also a reason why Aaron Finch doesn't come into the IPL with a great deal of confidence. I think he's been flitting in and out of teams, and
true.
I think it also plays with their frame of mind a little bit. Do you guys think Vihari deserves a contract?
I don't think Vihari or Pujara will get any contract. Both of them have been registered, and surprisingly, both of them are in the final shortlist also.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and
that's why I was asking you this question.
Yeah, before
I think Vihari was part of SRH, right, for a couple of seasons, and then
he was a part of SRH, I think 2017 and 18. Then he was dropped. And he couldn't get
a top scorer also. No.
He played a few games. I think he was a man of the match in one of the games, and that extent of it. Very low strike rate also. Maybe 100 and less, under 110, if I remember correctly. Yeah, unfortunate. Legends in good players in different formats don't get an opportunity
I think he has a good technique, but people see him as more suited to test cricket. I think he has to get out of it, right? At least if he's picked in this season, at least he has to prove his point that, you know, he can play the faster format as well.
That's a good moral decision maybe, but that may not be good business decision, especially with what IPL deals with.
True, with how teams are picking, I think players like Pujara and Vihari will find it very tough.
I think we missed out talking about one important player. I think Marnus Labuschagne, I think he might get a contract. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Labuschagne is going to get contract from... Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, he's a good all-rounder to have. He's a good bowling option also. He was quite successful in BBL going after test matches with India. He played last few BBL matches and yeah, he's going to get picked.
Yeah, it's a great player. I mean, be it first-class cricket and coming into Australia side. And yeah, just an amazing player. I think he will definitely get a contract this season.
But one point is true. I think a lot of lives are going to be changed on 18th of February because there will be a lot of stories. There will be a lot of careers being made, and I think it is going to be as it usually is. It's going to be a memorable day for a lot of youngsters, especially in the domestic circuit.
As always, it's going to be IPL auction day is always a memorable day for a few people in this world.
So that's it for our IPL auction preview. Again, we are not soothsayers, we are not fortune tellers. We're just fans talking about their favorite teams or the league that they care about. We could be absolutely wrong about everything that we talked about. But even then, I think... we've covered a lot of ground, so thank you for listening, and thank you for staying tuned and bearing with us. And also, I hope whichever team you're supporting or not will end up with the squad that will be brilliant this particular season. So thank you very much.
Yeah, that's all for the episode, guys. And do let us know your predictions, your picks, and your favorite teams of IPL in our Facebook page and Twitter. You can tweet to us at @GCBW Podcast. Bye-bye.